Jeffrey Korea, and then the president
Jeffrey Ewing
of AIIA at Queensland, and the chairman Michael Menton of the Australia Korea Foundation, and then colleagues and distinguished participants. It is my great honor and a privilege to co-host this policy dialogue in partnership with AIIA here in Brisbane. On behalf of the Korea Foundation, I'd like to express my sincere gratitude to all of you for your time and commitment to participating in this gathering, despite your demanding year-end schedule. Frankly speaking, speaking of this, you know, timing of this event, I'm very guilty. I feel guilty to make you come to here with a full dressed up, you know, in a suit and tie. And sorry about that. And I'm really glad to see many familiar faces, including the, Professor James Cotton, his all-time the friend and then critics in constructive way of Korea, and then Caitlin. We met in the GPDNet the inauguration meeting in this year. By the way, GPDNet is the acronym of Global Public Diplomacy Network. We had a very short conversation, but she encouraged me to kind of, okay, we work together, why don't we work together more? And then, so actually that triggered me, and then, okay, think this Brisbane could be our the good partner in this this seminar. Thank you very much for that. Yeah, good to see you again. And this policy dialogue has been prepared as a part of our so-called the policy networking program, which Korea Foundation launched this year in order to promote the better understanding of Korea's foreign policy initiative. And throughout this year, we've been to the Tokyo and then Washington, D.C., Los Angeles, and the KL, Malaysia, and then the London, and then Stockholm. And then today's dialogue is our last one of the year. And then I'm very pleased that the Brisbane, Australia is our final destination. Today's seminar will address the strategic environment in Asia-Pacific, and then also the Korea's recent policy, the foreign policy initiative, and finally the middle power cooperation in the region. And then I believe that this event will provide a valuable opportunity to understand recent state of the Asia-Pacific geopolitical and then strategic matters and Korea's response to them. And let me take this opportunity to express my sincere thanks to the AIIA for your preparation of this meeting. This meeting wouldn't have been possible without your full-hearted support from the president and the leadership, also the staff members of AIIA. And then finally, I hope this dialogue produced very meaningful outcome and also contribute to kind of enhance mutual understanding among the policy experts of our two countries, and then hopefully to broaden your understanding of Korea's foreign policy agenda. Thank you very much.